try. You didn't even cry this time. He said that we could never see eye to eye, and one of us just must be blind. We have our differences, we're still the same. See what we want to see. But you take a second look and maybe things wouldn't seem the same if you could see what you mean to me. Put yourself in my shoes. Walk a mile for me. I put myself in your shoes. Maybe then yourself in my shoes, you'd have some sympathy. And if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me. You're gonna keep walking and you're gonna pass me by. Say you don't even care. But I could always recognize a real goodbye, and I know your heart's not there. We've had our differences, we're still the same. Hear what we won't want to hear. Now I'm head over heels in the lost and found, it's a crying shame. I thought we made the perfect pair.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Primary day in New Hampshire. Nikki Haley, now the sole candidate challenging Donald Trump for the Republican nomination. Independents vote in the primary. In Bedford, New Hampshire, Sarah Barley chose Haley over the former president.
I grew up in New York, in upstate, and he does not have a great reputation. I think he's a total con man, and I'll do anything to make sure he doesn't get voted in.
But Trump ahead in the polls and has Republican Steve Shonlaw's vote.
Some of the other candidates, I think, just were too middle of the road. And we definitely have to have somebody that's going to stand up for the American people.
Jury selection beginning today in the trial of the mother of a Michigan school shooter, Ethan Crumbly. The Crumblys admit buying their son a gun while ignoring his mental health issues. 24 Israeli soldiers killed in Gaza. It's the single deadliest attack on the Israeli army since the war began in October. Dave Packer, ABC News. Kite Baby, the popular maker of infant sleep sacks and clothing, fired an employee, a new mom, when she asked to work from home while her newborn was in the NICU. Marissa Hughes shared her experience online, and the backlash was swift, forcing CEO Ying Liu to say sorry not once, but twice. ABC's Rhiannon Alley has more.
Now, the CEO of Kite Baby has posted two apology videos.
I wanted to hop on here to sincerely apologize to Marissa.
After her first was criticized.
I was insensitive, selfish.
In her new apology video, the CEO offered Hughes a new position with the company, in addition to announcing policy changes. Hughes responding,
we're really encouraged to hear that there will be some changes made for current and future employees.
But saying it would not be appropriate for her to return to the company.
TikTok is the latest tech company to cut jobs. About 60 employees are being laid off, including some workers in L.A., New York, and Austin, Texas. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try soon. Harry's is available online and in-store at a retailer near you. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/quality. That's harrys.com/quality. Or check us out at your local Costco for a price you can't find anywhere else. Just look for the Chrome Razor with 13 blade refills at your local Costco. You can't miss it. Exclusive to Costco.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and mild today as high temperatures climb to the mid-30s. With that kind of warmth, it's bringing fog. Overnight, freezing fog is possible as temperatures drop to the upper 20s. By tomorrow afternoon, a chance of freezing rain, which will flip to regular rain, rapidly melting our snow. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 33 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. Winter conditions are the cause of a tragic death on Milwaukee's northwest side. Ted Allen has more.
Police say 49-year-old Jolene Waldorf slipped on ice and hit her face on a gate near a bus stop last week Monday. Officials say Waldorf was on the ground and unresponsive. Though life-saving measures were attempted on her, Waldorf died at the scene. The cause of her death is pending, though it's being investigated as probable hypothermia.
Judo County deputies have arrested two people in connection to the death of 57-year-old Floyd Burdick. Deputies found his body last week near the Oak Ridge Trail parking area. No one is saying how Burdick died or why he may have been killed. The battle over Wisconsin's political maps takes another step forward today. The state Senate has scheduled a vote on a plan to create an Iowa-style commission to draw new maps. Governor Evers has threatened to veto that plan. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. A healthcare provider is exiting Western Wisconsin. Hospital Sisters Health System, with operations in Illinois and Wisconsin, announced yesterday it would close Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls as part of a complete exit from the region. Prevea Health, a physician network offering primary and specialty care, will also close all of its locations in the Chippewa Valley. About 1,082 HSHS and 325 Prevea employees will be impacted by the closures, the majority of which are expected to be completed on or before April 21st. The city of Wabasha announced Monday it will partner with the United States Army Corps of Engineers to manage the Mississippi River's dredged sand. Wabasha Port Authority President John Friedmeyer said the partnership between a local government and a federal government agency is one of a kind. Army Corps officials say the dredged sand will be available for both public and private uses, including construction and agricultural projects in the Wabasha area. On Monday, trucks began moving piles of dredged sand to a sand pit owned by Koner Materials. A new ride-sharing project could be developed by Eau Claire Transit. The Pilot Pass program would allow people to request a ride on weekends or weekdays after rush hour is over. The Transit says the idea is a response to periodic low ridership, leaving empty buses driving their routes. Eau Claire Transit manager Ty Fadness says there isn't an estimated cost yet to get the project going, but it would use American Rescue Plan Act funding. Planning is still in the early stages. The Transit will be asking for public feedback. Last year, Eau Claire Transit saw the largest number of riders in a single year since the pandemic. A man has died in a snowmobile crash in Juneau County earlier last week, with DNR officials saying it's the first fatal snowmobile-related crash in Wisconsin this year. According to the Juneau County Sheriff's Department, 60-year-old Scott Williams of Chippewa Falls died from his injuries at the scene, while 53-year-old Mark Sibber of Cadott was also found at the scene unresponsive. He was med-flighted to the hospital. The cause of that accident remains under investigation. The federal government plans to spend $1 billion to help replace an aging bridge connecting Minnesota and Wisconsin. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz announced the funding for the Blatnik Bridge Replacement Project yesterday. Elected leaders from Minnesota and Wisconsin have been asking for federal help after committing $800 million in state funding to the project last year. Design work on the bridge replacement is expected to begin later this year. You're listening to WRDN News.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
There has been a jump in student enrollment for the first grade classes at the Durand, Arkansas School District. District Superintendent Greg Doverspike says it's a good problem to have.
We're on an uptick. You know, we're seeing a bunch of kids moving in throughout the year. We've seen an uptick of enrollment in certain grades at the elementary school level. It's a good problem to have, obviously.
In December, it was announced that 12 new students came into the district. Doverspike says the board is looking at adding an additional class for second grade next year. The teenager accused of killing Lily Peters will be tried in adult court. The judge in the case yesterday ruled that the case will not be moved to juvenile court. Lawyers for the suspect, who were 14 years old at the time, wanted to keep the case out of adult court because of the suspect's age and because of the possibility of a life sentence. Peters was killed back in April of 2022, but it's not clear when the murder trial will begin. The case has been delayed this long because of a full court docket and because of the back and forth over which court should hear the case. The battle over Wisconsin's political maps could take another step forward today. The Wisconsin Senate is scheduled to vote on the plan to create an Iowa-style commission to draw new maps in the state. Governor Evers has threatened to veto that plan, but there are now reports that Republicans in the Assembly have found some Democratic votes to override the veto. The move for a commission comes as Wisconsin's Supreme Court is working toward redrawing the state's legislative maps ahead of this year's elections. It's unclear just what a new commission would mean for that court battle. What was being called a suspicious death in Juneau County is now being called a homicide. The Juneau County Sheriff's Department yesterday said there are two suspects now in custody in connection to 57-year-old Floyd Burdick's death. Deputies found his body last week near the Oak Ridge Trail parking area. Police haven't released the details of how Burdick died or the motive. Wisconsin Republicans are not backing away from Governor Evers' promised veto of their 14-week abortion ban. The state assembly held a hearing on the plan yesterday. Republicans want to let voters weigh in on what the state's abortion law should be. Democrats yesterday picked at the specifics of the proposal and said it would limit choices for women. Many pro-life advocates and lawmakers say Wisconsin should go back to its pre-Roe abortion law that banned almost every abortion in the state. If lawmakers approve the 14-week ban, it would then go to the governor before it would go to voters. Governor Evers, however, has already promised to veto the plan as soon as it reaches his desk. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
A stand-in for the groundhog in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Zoo announced that its annual Groundhog Day weather prediction will be done by penguins. Following the death of the zoo's most recent groundhog named Gordy last year, the zoo's Humboldt penguins will be looking for their shadow February 2nd while the zoo seeks a new groundhog. The rules are the same if the penguin sees its shadow 6 more weeks of winter, if not an early spring. This year's Groundhog Day ceremony will be held at the zoo's Taylor Family Humboldt Penguin Habitat. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and mild today as high temperatures climb to the mid-30s. With that kind of warmth, it's bringing fog. Overnight, freezing fog is possible as temperatures drop to the upper 20s. By tomorrow afternoon, a chance of freezing rain, which will flip to regular rain, rapidly melting our snow. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 33 degrees.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Discover. This is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Baseball's newest Hall of Fame class will be announced tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. 2024 class expected to include three and maybe four new modern era members. Adrian Beltre, Joe Mauer, and Todd Helton expected to get the necessary 75% of the votes for induction into Cooperstown. 10th-ranked Badgers return to Big Ten action tonight, facing the rival Minnesota Gophers in the Twin Cities. Badgers lead the Big Ten at 6-1, a half game better than Purdue. They'll tip at 6 p.m. on BTN tonight. Badger women will host Minnesota at the Kohl Center. That, too, is on BTN with an 8 o'clock tip time tonight. Bucks beat the Pistons 122-113 last night. Chris Middleton at 26 points, moving past Glenn Robinson into third place on the franchise's all-time scoring list. Packers coach Matt LaFleur will spend time meeting with his assistant coaching staff today before deciding what, if any, changes he wants to make heading into next season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped-up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with two armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Your schedule is busy enough with your job and the family. Don't worry about keeping your vehicle's maintenance up to date. Let Adams Super Service of Durand do that for you with SmartFlow. You'll see what your vehicle needs along with a detailed inspection that's emailed directly to you. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you'll be able to follow your vehicle's maintenance and needs throughout the life of your vehicle. And it's never been easier or more convenient to keep your vehicle ready for even the busiest schedules. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Burton will have a bit of a reset this season. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
In the beginning was Daytona.
Here we go.
The birthplace of speed. The launch pad of legends. The great American race.
Oh, they're in the wall.
Every driver looking to be remembered.
Keep digging. Stay in the gas.
Every fan looking for something they'll never forget.
Let's go, boys!
Daytona 500 at Daytona International Speedway, February 18th, 2024. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
Harrison Burton enters his third season in the NASCAR Cup Series, with all three of those years in the number 21 car for the Wood Brothers. While the team and number will remain the same for 2024, there will be several notable changes that he'll have to adapt to, including a new crew chief and new spotter. Burton says he has spent much of the offseason trying to build the chemistry between them.
And with a new group of people, with crew chief Jeremy Bullins now and new spotter Jason Jarrett. So I'm excited about those changes, excited to get to work with those guys. And I feel like the offseason has been really good for us to try and kind of build and get going.
Burton is still in search of his first Cup Series win after capturing four checkered flags in the Xfinity Series in 2020. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds weekly community Bible study and discussions in towns throughout our region. And we are now coming to Durand, meeting Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. at Cell Block Bar and Grill. Our gatherings are extremely casual and consist of fellowship and learning from Scripture as well as each other. Whether you belong to a local church or not, you are welcome to come and spend the evening with us. No hooks, no catches. We are a non-denominational evangelical church. You're safe with us.
The joy of homemade sourdough bread starts with a good sourdough starter. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Be patient, make it your own, and have fun with it as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Sourdough bread. I've tried to get a good sourdough starter going, but have failed miserably. I'll have to try again because I know people who have had great success for years with the same batch. All it takes to get going is yeast, flour, and water. A starter is kind of like a pet. You have to take care of it by providing the right growing environment and making sure it's fed when it looks hungry to keep it healthy and active. John Davis is a bakery chef and culinary innovation leader for La Brea Bakeries, well known for their sourdough products. He's been working with sourdough starters for 30 years and says the key to a good starter is patience and knowing when it's ready to use.
You'll see this bubbling activity out of nowhere, and it goes sort of on a bell curve. You know, when you feed it, it's going to be kind of slow. And then it'll start to get a lot more active and grow in volume. And then when it's reached its peak, it'll start to fall again. So you want to capture it right at that peak of where it's grown and the activity level is quite a lot.
There are plenty of sourdough recipes and tips online to help you. Davis recommends tinkering with different ways to make your starter unique.
You could play around with it, like experiment with different flours. It doesn't have to be just white flour, right? You know, use a little whole wheat flour. It has a bran in German there, which probably helped create the sourdough starter because of oils and things like that in there. So it's fun to play around with some different flours in a small percentage in the starter to give different flavor profiles.
You'll probably have some failures, but he says to stick with it because you'll learn from those mistakes and eventually bake something fantastic. Learn more about sourdough starters at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%.
Standout savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
33 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. Milk markets are lower. February and March milk both down 12. February at 15.77. March 16.01. April down 9 to 16.63. May down 10 at 17.33. Cheese markets, barrels down 3/4 to 146. 40-pound blocks steady at 150. Two trade of barrel on the day. Dry whey up 3/4 to 43.5. And no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the livestock sector, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher. Hogs also moving mostly higher. Trade begins to believe that packers are going to be more aggressive with their cattle and hog purchases this week, and that could help lead to higher cash markets, thus the higher future prices. February live cattle up 80 cents to 174.57. April up 90 cents to 177.80. June up 70 cents to 174.97. January feeder cattle up 92 cents to 237. March up $1.30 to $232.57. April up $1.30 to $238.40. February hogs up $1.95 to $72.87. April up $2.60 to $80.22. May up $2 to $85.65. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets moving mostly lower, while soybeans and wheat are moving mostly higher. As the trade's starting to try to figure out if the grain markets have begun to experience the bottoming action and that the funds would start to reverse some of their short positions. So far, though, the positive weather in Brazil is actually providing some pressure to the corn markets today. March corn down a half to 445.25. May down 1 to 455.25. July down a half to 464.25. New crop down 3/4 to 475.5. March beans up 6 3/4, however, to 1231. May up 5.5 to 1238.5. July up 4.5 to 1245.75. November up 2 3/4 to 12 1/4. March soybean meal up 360 to 359.40. March soybean oil up 8 cents to 48.24. Chicago wheat, March and May both up 1 1/4 now. March at 597.75. May at 607.75. Minneapolis wheat to March up 1 to 701.5. May up 3/4 to 705.5. Energy markets this morning, or this afternoon rather, March and April both down 31 cents in the oil markets. March at 74.45, April at 74.34, February and March gas both down 3 cents, February at 2.20, March at 2.23. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The fertilizer demand outlook for this year is calling for strong demand. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without Fairness for Farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Politics and infrastructure, not just here in the U.S., but around the globe, can make a difference in the prices you see for fertilizer. Corey Rosenbusch, president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, says the good news for farmers in 2024 is fertilizer won't make it as much of a dent in your wallet as it did the past few years.
I think they won't see things quite as crazy as they've been the last 2 years. We've come off of a real interesting volatile market, and some of those extreme prices of the last 2 years have really started to come down, and that actually started in early 2023. We saw the market start to settle a bit. Thankfully, for most ag retailers, that was not a crash landing. It was a bit of a soft landing. But what it did is it created this mentality to really draw down inventory to almost zero. And so as we went into summer fill and as we're getting ready for the fall and spring, people are starting to, you know, rebuild that inventory again. And so it's being done so on that price reset.
Rosenbusch says there are multiple factors in play this year that will impact the supply and transportation of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash.
I think everyone thinks about pre-2019. So we're not going back to pre-2019. I think it's probably appropriate to say that we're headed into a more normal market period. But at the same time, if you look at grain stock-to-use ratio on a global scale, driven by a lot of factors, including, you know, the continued war in Ukraine, there's going to be high demand. So we are expecting for strong demand to continue both in the fall. I mean, I've talked to some fertilizer companies that said they've had one of their best fall applications they've ever had. And I think that will continue in the spring. So with strong demand, that means prices will continue to be strong, but they're not going to be crazy.
One of the key things that the Fertilizer Institute is looking for in the Farm Bill is tools to help with market volatility. The U.S. imports 93% of its potash, and the fertilizer industry wants to strengthen domestic supply so it's not relying so much on imports.
How can we strengthen domestic supply? And that doesn't necessarily exclude imports, because that would include some tools for imports too. But phosphate and potash are minerals that are in the earth. And so it's kind of where God put them. And we don't have the same abundance that other countries do. However, we're also not getting access to those minerals that we do have, largely because of permitting issues. So we've asked to be included in the Farm Bill designation of potash and phosphate as a critical mineral. And what that'll do is help a company better mine and process those minerals for farmers to use.
Corey Rosenbusch, the president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. Julie Lassa, the Wisconsin State Director for USDA's Rural Development, announced Monday USDA will invest $710,000 in renewable energy projects across the state. The projects will include the installation of energy-efficient grain dryers, solar arrays, and irrigation pumps. Progress Auto LLC in New Lisbon will use a $243,000 grant to install a small solar electric array. The project's expected to save $21,000 a year and replace 313,000 kilowatt hours per year of energy usage. That's enough energy to power 28 homes. Meanwhile, David Hoffman in Glenwood City will use a $122,000 grant to install a more energy-efficient grain dryer. That project's expected to save $4,300 per year and save 82,000 kilowatt hours. That's about 23% of the farm's energy use per year, which would be enough energy to power seven homes. Representatives of the Minnesota agriculture industry are in Morocco this week to discuss trade opportunities. Minnesota Agriculture Commissioner Tom Peterson is leading the delegation of state officials and agriculture leaders on a six-day trip to the African country. The group will tour Moroccan food and agriculture businesses and explore ways to expand Minnesota's exports to that country. Minnesota exported over $13 million in agricultural products to Morocco in 2022. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced a pilot program to allow more cattle producers and meat processors to access better markets through USDA's official beef quality grading and certification. The remote grading pilot for beef, developed by AMS, will match simple technology with robust data management and program oversight to allow USDA graders to assess beef carcass characteristics and assign the official quality grade from a remote location, reducing costs and location as barriers to participate in the voluntary grading service. On average, a beef carcass that grades as USDA prime is valued at hundreds of dollars more than an ungraded one, Vilsack said. But the costs for voluntary USDA services often prevent smaller scale processors and the farmers and ranchers they serve from using this valuable marketing tool. Consumers and buyers of sellers of beef rely on USDA quality grades, including prime, choice, and select, to indicate quality. The National Corn Growers Association is deeply disappointed in a decision from the International Trade Commission. The ITC upheld an earlier opinion finding material injury to U.S. fertilizer companies during a time of rising on-farm fertilizer prices that went on to reach record highs. The decision came after the U.S. Court of International Trade asked the Commerce Department and ITC to reconsider decisions they issued on the matter. The idea that major fertilizer conglomerates were materially injured even as they were posting substantially higher profits during the time in question sounds disturbing to me, said NCGA President Harold Wohl. The decision ignores the request from the Court of International Trade and the negative impacts these tariffs continue to have on America's farmers who are facing higher prices for fertilizers critical to the success of their crops. He said, "We will continue to make a vigorous case for eliminating or lowering these tariffs." U.S. farmers have experienced drought, high rainfall, and other weather events affecting the 2023 corn harvest, making it more critical than ever to analyze mycotoxin. The Altec 2023 U.S. Harvest Analysis has collected and assessed almost 450 new crop samples from across the U.S., and the results show regional variation in mycotoxin risk. Samples showed lower risk in the upper Midwest and higher risk in the East. A combination of drought and untimely rains led to much of the risk. Mycotoxins are produced by certain species of molds and are a concern for livestock producers as they can influence feed quality and substantial animal health and performance. Mycotoxin levels continue to be higher in the East and Midwest U.S. Early harvest conditions and drier conditions in the West helped create the lower risk conditions. The Altec 2023 U.S. Harvest Analysis demonstrate that mycotoxins are an ongoing dynamic issue that livestock producers need to manage. For more information about these solutions, visit nomycotoxins.com. That is the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. We have some chances of some light rain or snow late Wednesday into Thursday as two upper-level systems will move through the region. The first on Wednesday, the second on Thursday. Now, it looks like the tracks of the storms are continuing to move a bit to the east, so we may not see as much precipitation. But the warming trend will also continue through the rest of the month and now into early February. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. Highs low 30s. East winds at around 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, patchy fog with lows upper 20s. For Wednesday, cloudy, patchy fog in the morning. Highs mid 30s. Wednesday night, a 30% chance of rain. Lows low 30s. Thursday, cloudy, a 40% chance of rain. Highs mid 30s. For Friday, mostly cloudy, highs upper 30s. Saturday and Sunday, continued cloudy and warm with highs in the upper 30s.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Watch me go, I'm a happy girl, and I've come to- crack of dawn, Monday morning coffee, strong pouring everything you got into a paycheck Friday night. Your power stroke, diesel, backhoe riding, king of beers, 18-wheeler driving, living life in between the lines of clocking in and quitting time. But then the six-string circus comes to town, we hang them speakers over the crowd. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, and everybody's singing. About memories, yeah, we're gonna make up. Talk about rules, you know we're gonna break up. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing. Every word to every song of the girl that's hanging home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we're throwing. Cause we thinking the same thing.
We on the same page
cause
we sipping the same drink.
Here's a little something to thank y'all for showing up. Al Dean and the boys are about to blow it up. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing. Every word to every song of the girl that's taking home tonight. Smoking a party with throw.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. If we were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say. Give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. And my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live, fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away.
Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase.
ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mind what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away.
Women, real country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
That was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You're like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the